Also here in Rome is Cardinal Francis George from Chicago, who presented his new book, The Difference God Makes, A Catholic Vision of Faith, Communion, and Culture. Well, Irene Lagan caught up with him and asked him what I suppose is the most obvious question. What difference does God make?
God makes all the difference in the world, and that's one of the two points that are difficult for people sometimes to understand. That when you talk about God, you talk about a relationship to everyone whom God loves, and so you have to think of the whole of the globe, of the church, of the world. And we tend to specialize and think about parts rather than the whole. And the church calls us, because of our relationship to God, to a deeper understanding of everything, because he makes a difference in everything, if he's the true God. And then because of that, he is also someone who calls us to relate to each other as brothers and sisters, rather than with the divisions of nation states and cultures and races that have so much been responsible for the violence in the world. And that's the second point, that it is relationships that identify us far more than our personal choices. And that too is difficult, especially in my own culture, where we think that we are self-made in a sense and forget that we were related before we came to any consciousness of who we are at all. And so we're related by our family and by the human family and by baptism to Christ, who is the Savior of the human family. So again, we're back to everything is related and integrated into the vision of God for the salvation of the world. And I try to work that out in various spheres of human experience and work out particularly a methodology of approaching the world and the church to establish these relationships in our self-consciousness, even when they're already there, and that is through dialogue.
The dialogue, says Cardinal George, must go on amongst ourselves, within the church, and with other Christians, with Jews and Muslims, as well as with secularists. Through dialogue, he says, we can form new relationships. And in helping Catholics to understand their role in the public square, Cardinal George says he hopes his book will encourage them to think beyond or behind politics.
Politics are defined by liberal and conservative, which is defined vis-a-vis the authority structures. And the council called us to think about the church in the world. And from the unity of the church's own communion, we're to establish solidarity among all peoples in the world. That falls out of the usual liberal conservative categories that are political. And if we restrict our role in the world to those categories, then we're co-opted. We're either, you know, taken over as chaplains to the status quo, or else perhaps we'll suffer isolation. We have to get out of that political game, because church people don't play it too well very often, and remind the world of what the goal is of politics and every other form of human experience, and that is the unity in Christ of the whole world. So it's a constant pressure to move beyond the categories in which people habitually think, but which aren't broad enough to understand the love of God.
Does your book actually help people move out of those categories?
Well, there are methods of analysis, of cultural analysis, of political analysis. The goal, of course, is sanctity, communion with God. You know, we talk about goal of universal communion among all of us. We talk about communion within the church, hierarchical communion. We talk about communion with God as the goal. So we keep that before people. But it's up to lay people in the world to determine how the transformation of the world is to take place. It's to the church to say, here's the goal, here's a method, dialogue, and here are the relationships that constitute who we are, whether we recognize it or not. But lay people have to really take that and create the social order.
Pope Benedict has spoken numerous times about the increased involvement for lay people. What are the challenges for the American church, and how can lay people become more involved?
But the challenge in particular for the church in the United States is to preach the gospel and to do that in the face of a rather entrenched individualist ideology that says we're a collection of individuals And the relationships are just added on as you like them, rather than to say you are, first of all, related, and that tells you who you are. So that kind of individualism as ideology is something that's a real challenge to the gospel and to the mission of the church. And lay people can confront that, if you like, by forming good families. The family is a school of love where we first learn that we're not the most important people in the universe. Somebody else must come first, our wife, our husband, our children. And when the family life is strong, then lay people will see how they can change the world as a leaven, transforming the world so that it is a place of love and therefore of justice and of peace. Again, the mechanisms for doing that are in the hands of lay people, the way to do it. But the goal is ours, and also, the methodologies, but most of all, the natural community, which is the family, if that is safe, will be able to safeguard decent human societies, a humane society, better than we have now.
In the United States in particular, there's healthcare reform on the table. What are the elements of healthcare reform that the USCCB is calling for? And what are the challenges that this must overcome? Again, abortion, those kinds of questions.
Well, the USCCB is insisting on two things. Everybody should be cared for, and nobody should be killed. So we are for a healthcare scheme to be sure that nobody is left out. However that's to be done is not for us to decide. It can be through private insurers, provided it's universal. It can be done with government funding, at least in part. Those are technical questions that the bishops leave to the people elected to represent their citizens to decide. The point that cannot be overlooked, that will kill every possible scheme, is the public funding of abortion, which is against the law in almost all cases still in the United States, and we can't allow health care to be a vehicle, even though it's good in itself as a goal, universal health care, to be the vehicle for including killing as part of health care. Whether you're talking about abortion, whether you're talking about euthanasia, no matter what you're talking about, killing is not part of health care, and so it should be left out entirely. That's a hard battle that goes back and forth because the healthcare proposals are many right now. You have the House coming forth with his proposal, the Senate with another, and they keep changing. It's a moving target. So we just keep repeating the principles. We're engaged in conversation with all those writing the legislation and with the White House, and we hope that in the end we will have a system where everybody can be cared for, but nobody is killed.
Cardinal Francis George of Chicago talking there about his new book, The Difference That God Makes, A Catholic Vision of Faith, Community, and Culture.
È una passione giocosa, è un buon sentimento, è uno sguardo e un pensiero che non si riposa, è la vita che accade, è la cura del tempo. È una grande possibilità.